Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I love that when you guys come on the show, you're totally prepared for me to ask you about your life insurance and your estate planning, because you know that these are two issues that I think are so important to secure your financial future. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is so cool because it helps you compare your options from top companies, and often we find out that your work insurance policy may not offer enough protection for your family's needs. Even worse, it may not even be portable, meaning you may not be able to take it with you if you leave your job and go to another one. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, April 5th. It's Jobs Day, Jobs Report Day. Listen, the labor market has been incredibly strong and resilient. We're expecting, 180,000, 200,000, 225,000 jobs, something in that area. Could be revisions higher, lower to the previous couple of months. I think the main takeaway of these employment reports these days is simply that although you hear about layoffs in a lot of big sectors like tech sector or in media, it's not pervasive yet, thank goodness. And my guess is that for as long as people generally have jobs, they are going to keep spending. So the job market is incredibly important. If there is something major to report to you, I will, I promise. In the meantime, in the real world where you live, either you have a job or you don't have a job, or you've got something going on and you need some help, and we would be delighted to be those people who give you some guidance. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and please let us know if you would be willing to come on the air live. That said, of course, we love to hear your emails, and I think that I read them with gusto. Don't I, Mark? I think so. All right. So this is from Kay, who writes, subject, oh, perfect for what I just said. Got laid off. Can I retire? By the way, Mark, Teresa Ghilarducci, one of our favorite podcast guests, retirement expert, economist, she really does go deep into the idea of how people can't necessarily rely on working longer because they have a situation like the one I am about to relay to you. Here's what Kay says. Dear Jill and Mark, I've been listening to your podcast regularly for several years. Please keep up the wonderful work. I'm 60 years old, have just recently got laid off. This gives me the chance to review our finances and reconsider retirement. Here is the situation. My spouse is 61, his annual income $155,000. My current part-time income $20,000, monthly expenses $7,500. Okay, the Social Security numbers. If they go early, 62, husband $2,300. Husband at age 67, $2,600. That's not that big a difference, actually. Hers at 62, $1,300. Hers at 67, $2,100. My husband has a pension, $2,000 per month. Here's what they have. Traditional IRA, $150,000. A Roth IRA, $300,000. $900,000 in a 401k, $350,000 in a brokerage account, $40,000 in an HSA, and $125,000 in an emergency reserve fund. Kids are grown and launched. Hopefully no boomerang in the near future. No debt, house is paid off. No major medical expense yet, knock on wood. Hold on. That was me knocking on wood. My husband has been talking about retiring at age 62. What do you think? Can we pull this off at age 62? Okay. First of all, forget about taking Social Security at age 62. Just forget about it. That's not happening. So here's the question. If you retire at age 62, between 62 and 67, for those 5 years, how are you going to pull money out to actually bridge the gap between your husband's pension and your needs? Well, I mean, one idea is to start pulling money out of your 401k and live on that for a while. So you need about, let's say, $100,000 a year for 5 years, okay? You take take 100 grand out of the 401k, you pay the tax that's due, and you live on it, okay? Then at age 67, you have your Social Security and his Social Security, right? Or you have to wait one more year, but I'm going to pretend it's all the same. And at that point, you're in pretty good shape. 26, 7. You're pretty close. And then you can pull some more money out of the retirement account, whether it's the IRA or the 401k. You can let the Roth continue to build. You can let the brokerage build. I think they can pull it off. Not knowing every single thing, my general advice would be, I think you can do it. Obviously, the longer he works, the better it gets. On the other hand, if he's just fried and you're reconsidering things, I think you can pull it off. Currently, says Kay, they are moderately aggressive, 70% stock, 30% bond and CD. Mark, do you have any problem with that distribution for right now?
For their ages, it's a bit too risky for me for their ages. I would probably be more like 60-40.
I would think this. In at least the 401k and the traditional IRA where we think you're going to pull the money out first, that I would really be careful with. So I would have at least 2 years of your cash needs in short-term instruments. Okay, so maybe a year in the money market, 1 year in maybe a CD, just so you know, when it comes due, you have your money for the following year, all right? But I agree with you, Mark. I think I would rather be 60-40 or even 50-50, at least in the 401k and the traditional IRA.
By the way, they'll have a few years. Maybe they get healthcare through his job. I don't know because he has a pension, but they'll have to cover healthcare costs.
Right. So we're hoping that $7,500 includes the healthcare. All right. Here is this is from our favorite family, Anonymous. Purchase of home for child. Mark, this is something else. I mean, I've heard so many stories like this. So Anonymous says, my wife and I are retired. They're 65 and 63. They live in California. They'd like to purchase a home for their child who's 30. All right. The cost.
Well, wait till you see the assets.
Okay. Cost of a 1-2 bedroom condo is about $1 million. Child's working. We'll pay the property taxes and homeowners. Okay. Oh, I see your point. Thank you. Okay. Here's the assets, gang. This is the kind of person who can happily pay for their kid's $1 million condo. They have $1.6 million in traditional retirement, $1 million in Roth, $6 million in brokerage, HSA, a donor advised fund, and a house that's paid off. All right. They've got mostly index mutual funds and ETFs at Fidelity. They plan on taking Social Security at 70, wife at 67, yearly expenses, 140 grand. They pay for their health insurance. They'll be on Medicare soon. They've got long-term care. They have a will and trust. So here's a question. Should we pay for the condo in cash and liquidate some of our investments, or should we consider financing some of it? No way. Pay cash. So what? They're going to have to cash out $500,000 of stocks or bonds. They've got 600 grand in cash. Sell it off. I'm done. There's no reason to finance this. Absolutely not. The last part is, we are planning to leave our IRA and 401k to our child. Is it better to leave money from a retirement or brokerage as inheritance? The best asset to receive as an inheritance is a Roth. That's number one. I don't know if the kid is going to be in a lower tax bracket than you, but remember, when they receive an inherited IRA or 401k, they have to get that money out over the course of 10 years. So I think that maybe I'd probably rather get, if I'm the kid, I'd rather get the Roth and the brokerage because they get a step up in cost basis. That's what I think. All right. Question. I consider ourselves between medium to high risk tolerance. Should I continue to convert to Roth since retirement is earmarked for child? Yeah, sure. My thoughts about investing your retirement in brokerage accounts, do what you're doing. You're doing great. And keep it in index funds or ETFs. Keep the cost down. Just make sure that if your spouse is someone who is not comfortable managing the money and you are comfortable managing the money, that you have a real conversation about what would happen if you predecease the spouse. Okay. This is from Justin. Mark, I love getting these. Jill, I started listening a few weeks ago and I'm hooked. You are always asking guests about estate documents. Do you have a recommended online vendor? Or do I really need to go to an estate attorney or some type of professional? My wife and I are in our early 40s. We've got one child, $1.2 million of net worth, not a lot of accounts or complicated assets. We do use a Vanguard personal advisor for advice. They're no help here. Mark, what is your favorite online choice? Is it Willmaker or what's out there?
Yeah, well, Policy Genius no longer does it.
So yeah, I know that.
They are out of the game when it comes to that. Or I think there's a new one. I can't really recommend this because I don't know, but there's one called Will and Trust that I see all over the place now.
Trust and Will, I think it
Trust
is.
Trust and Will?
Trust and Will. Let me just look at this. I just want to tell you this. I went to the National Council on Aging website. For all I know, this is a this may be purchased, but the editor's pick is Quicken Willmaker. I know people who've used that. That's actually easy to use. Trust and Will, which is good for customer assistance, and LegalZoom. If you have a simple situation, I'd certainly rather you do this than do nothing. I think you could do it online. You could also see if you work in an organization, or maybe your spouse works in an organization where they have legal services as one of those nice benefits, you can check that out as well. But let us know how things end up. This is from Devin, whose mother is 70 and is currently on Medi-Cal, thankfully still living independently. Medi-Cal must be the California welfare. She has two annuities worth about $200,000. We're concerned about upcoming required minimum distribution. Should she start the withdrawals? If so, how much? Also, would a revocable or irrevocable trust protect her assets? Should we open one? Social Security payment is $1,820. Monthly expenses are $900. I mean, if she has these two annuities and they are retirement accounts, I wouldn't do it. The RMDs are coming up. Just take them as income. And, you know, take it out as you go along. Theoretically, you should check with Medi-Cal and what their rules are about how much money she can have in her name. That's what you should do. I wouldn't do much more until I check the rules. But an irrevocable trust is the only kind of trust that protects the asset, but then you lose control over the asset. So I don't love that either. Check the rules, though. It may be that you can keep these and you might be able to finagle your way around this. Check the rules, check the rules, check the rules. Okay, that's it. That is the show. And we are always delighted that you join us. Remember, you should sign up for our free weekly newsletter. You can do that at jillonmoney.com. You can buy my book, The Great Money Reset. And I think it's so applicable to so many of the questions that we've been getting, especially about retirement and early retirement and being laid off. And, you know, when you reset your life, boy, it's nice to be in control of that process. Okay, it's Friday. We've got a few people to thank. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is the finest executive producer in the world, and he's a darn good web king as well. We're distributed by Odyssey. You can subscribe to this show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We encourage you to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.